in the middle of a maimer from the Chalbon, which is explaining the Torah that we learned from Rav Kook. The Torah that tells us what it means to be a Ben Charen, what it really means to be Pesach Dik, with everything, with the pots and the pans and the tables and everything else, or the airline tickets, whatever people do. But Lias Nemala Atzmi is Apnimi Shaloi. The Nemala Atzmi is Apnimi Shaloi. As Rav Kook defines Cheres, to be faithful to who one really is. That's Cheres, that's being free. That's why Eved Ki Yimloich, you could have a person, but he's a king, but he's the biggest Eved. He's a slave. Mamish in Mitzrayim, never left Mitzrayim. And you could have a person who's Chalila, a Jew who's in the lowest place and is an Eved, in worse than Mitzrayim, but he himself is a Ben Chayrin, because he's Neman, the Atzmis, the Pnimis, Atzmis, a Pnimis of who he is. And therefore, the Chalban explains this Maimer of Rav Kook. The Chalban explains that Chayrus depends on Emunah. If a person is Be'emes Amamin, this is what we're learning about last day of Shabbos, if a person is in that place of Emunah that's alive, Emunah that's breathing, that's healthy, if he's in that place of Emunah, then there's no such thing as Shibud. He's not Meshubit to anything except the Bari Olam. He's not Meshubit. He's a Ben Chayrin, he's not Meshubit. And we spoke about that by Riches. Now, Hashem Yisbar gave us on Pesach something to help us out. He's always helping us, and he gave us on Pesach a special Meichel, a special food. It's called Chag HaMatzos because the kinyan of this kinyan to acquire this emuna, to be a person who's neman, who's faithful to the pnimius of who he is, which is what? Which is emuna. Every Jew is a mamin. Mamin ben mamin. And even though there are things on the outside that cause us to forget that, Hashem Yisbar gave us at the time of Pesach Hashem Yisbar gave us matzah, which is lechem he'emunah, michla de mehemunusa. So on page Reish Lamed Hey, I hope you still have the pages. V'inei Azor, in the middle of page Reish Lamed Hey, where it says, ha'matzah lechem he'emunah. V'inei Azor, melamed Yisonu, shalifnei kol ha'bechines ha'shayne shal ha'macholim, shichem Yisrael lechel az ha'matzah. The big question that the Mefarshim, that the Poskim are discussing is, how is it that Chametz is such a horrible, horrible thing, that Pesach, it's Erev Pesach, it's search and destroy, it's the worst thing in the world, and then after Pesach, it's fine. We return to the regular station. You know, you return to Chametz, you return to the pizza shop, wherever you go. So how could it be if it's such a terrible thing, Chametz? And Chametz is the Sitra Achra and the Klippus and all Yetzahara and Tumah and everything bad. Anything bad in the world is all Chametz. So then, L'chayr, we should be Pesachic the whole year. We should be Pesachic the whole year. So, it's obvious to us that no caterers were involved in the original decision about when it was going to be Pesach and when it wasn't going to be Pesach. So, why is it the Chametz is mutter afterwards? How is it that Chametz is okay after Pesach? So the Zohar Kodesh says a very important yisod. Azor melamed es hanu shelifnei kol habechinas hashen shemachalim tzichim Yisrael leachol as matzah. That before we eat anything else, we have to have matzah. Once we eat the matzah, once we have matzah, and we are able to absorb the nutrition, the energy that matzah gives us, so then we're able to contend with Chametz, which the tachlis of this world is that it's not all Pesach. This world is a world of Milchametz, like the Ramchal says at the beginning. We have to fight against the Chametz. Hashem Yisbar didn't have to take out the Shomis into the body and bring us down into the world if everything is going to be Pesach. In Shemaim, everything is Pesach. In Shemaim, everybody is free. The Neshomis are free. So obviously Hashem wants us to fight with this Inyan of Mitzrayim. But it's a losing battle if you don't have Emunah. It's a losing battle if you don't have a week to eat matzah and to become a mammon, or become to strengthen the emunah. Once a person strengthens the emunah through the michlud de meimlusa and through all the Pesach means, when a person is mechazek and he's megalli, he brings out the emunah, then he has the koiches to be able to go on with the milchama to fight against the chametz of the world. Without Pesach, we wouldn't be able to do it. That's what the Zohar says. Shichem yisrael lechel as amasa, shi lechem harafua. Matzah is called in the Zohar Kodesh, also mechladas vasa, the food of curing, of healing. Harishin v'ashara shibiyoyse. V'kach oimer hazoi. This is what the Zohar says. Kach kadnafki yisrael mitzrayim, lo hav yadi ikara v'rosa de mehemanusa. Before we left Mitzrayim, we did not know. We did not know the secret, the mystery of faith, of emunah. Amu kachabrichu. Yit'amun yisrael asvasa. Yit'amun yisrael asvasa. Let Am Yisrael taste the medicine. Let them have the medicine. Va'ad yochlun asvasa da, lo yischazir lahayin michla'achra. And until we have the medicine, we're not able to eat anything else. If we eat anything else, if we're not healthy, if we eat anything else, then we're going to chalila get sick and be destroyed by it. Kevan da ochlu matzah. Once we ate the matzah of Yitzias Mitzrayim, really even before, the matzah of the Korban Pesach, once we ate the matzah, then what? Di'ihi asvasa, the matzah which is the medicine. Di'ihi asvasa. Then we're able to rise up and to understand, to enter into an understanding of the mystery of faith, to understand the mystery of what it means to be a ma'amin, to feel emunah. So, Amar Kutshabrichu, then Hashem says, Mikan ulahala is chazal and chametz. Mikan ulahala, I mean, afterwards, now, after you had the medicine, once you have the medicine of matzah, you could have chametz. You're okay, and you could deal with the chametz. If you don't have that, you can't deal with the chametz. V'yachlun lei, you'll be able to manage. Dola yachl and askalai can't hurt you anymore. Then the chametz won't hurt you. If you have the matzah, the chametz won't hurt you. Hazor melamet shakadosh baruch hu amar. What's the Zohar teaching us? That the first step that you have to take, bonai ahuvai, my beloved children, is lagila refuas on neshama, to have healthy neshamas, to have a healthy neshama. The person has a healthy neshama, so he can go someplace where not everything is 100% kedas or kedin. If you have a healthy neshama, it's not going to affect you. You have the antibodies to be able to deal with an unhealthy situation. You're strong, you're healthy. If your neshama is vibrant and alive, so then you can go into, and a person's able, if a person, so they have the you need to go into the computer for work, because everything now with work is the computer. You can't have a business nowadays without the internet. If a person is unhealthy, if his neshama is unhealthy, meaning if he didn't eat the michla de meimenusa, if he does not have the nutrients of faith, then you understand that a person like that, if he goes onto the internet, he's not going to stand a chance. He won't be able to deal with it. A person who is healthy, a person who has refuas on the neshama, has a healthy neshama, he's able to go on just to do for work and finish. He has to do something for work. He has to order this. He has to order that. And he has to send this email and do that email. I think it's a business. He's able to do that. And he has the antibodies of emunah not to succumb to the sickness of that world. All the crying and the screaming about how are we going to manage and all of these things about this is because we're not healthy. If we'd be healthy, we'd be able to deal with these things. When a person is not well, then any little bacteria, God forbid, if a person is sick, then he can't go to some place where there's any germs or bacteria. So the worst place to be when you're sick is in the hospital. Can you do it? It's the worst place to be. It's in the hospital. And the second you can get somebody out of the hospital, arise out of the hospital, because the hospital is filled with such machlis. My shviga, she should be well. She remember she got so sick in the hospital. My father, he got so sick in the hospital. I mean, they were metapel with his sickness, but then the sickness from the hospital was almost as serious, if not as serious, as the sickness that he went in for. The hospital is a place that's filled with machlis. So a person who is not well is susceptible to picking something up in the hospital. If a person's emuna is not strong, if he's not matzadik, if he's not pesachdik, then any little granule of chametz is going to kill him. Any little bit of chametz, that's why chametz is b'mashu. Any tiny little bit of chametz, out. You first have to be healthy. You have to be strong. Any little bach that says, I can go to this place, to this party, and nothing's going to happen to me. You know, I'm going to go, nothing's going to happen to me. I don't look at anything. I'm fine. Everything. He's not telling me. He's deluding himself. But if a big tzaddik tells you that he has to go someplace, you don't have to worry about the big tzaddik. He'll be okay in that place. He has all of the antibodies. Is that the right word, antibodies? I don't know. He has all of that to protect him from anything happening to him. So Hashem says, Atzadav Yishuzachem Bonai Ahuv Ailag Yil Refuus HaNeshama, the Davka is be, the Dveik is to become Dovik to me, Hu Amatzah. First, we need health. Health, Michla Demei Menusa. Emuna. Atzmis HaNeshama. Pnimis, who a person is, to be in that place that's real. A matzah he has vasa. The Zohar tells us matzah is the medicine. Matzah is health. He ha refuah shel chisaron ha'emunah. Obviously, it's not automatic that you're not a person that doesn't do anything the whole year and he's not learning, he's not davening, he's not working on anything, and he thinks he eats a piece of matzah all of a sudden. That's not how it works. Matzah is a refuah shel chisaron ha'emunah. Ha matzah mashvi shebelev is koyach ha'emunah. Every bite of matzah, amuna. That's what we should think. Mashvisha is koech amuna. Zemar shoyim azoyer matzah diihi asvosa lemeil leminda brosa de meimenusa. That's what the Zohar says. That matzah brings us into the rosa, into the mystery of amuna. Hamatzah hi ha achila shel amuna. Matzah is the food of amuna. Shema'atzima b'neshama is or amuna, it strengthens in the neshama, it brings out. I mean, the neshama is filled with amuna. The neshama is saturated, is oozing with amuna. But you have to bring it out. And there's nothing as powerful as the matzah. There's no more powerful physical act than matzah, which the Zohar identifies as michla d'mei menusa. You don't see that by other mitzvahs. Matzah is called michla d'mei menusa, the food of amuna. Nothing else has such a michla de meimenusa. Hamatzi hi achil shel amuna hashematzim v'neshames or hamuna habihira b'Hashem esbarach, that it strengthens within the person that clear light of amuna. L'fnei kol ha'b'chinas ha'shenes al kedusha. Before anything else in kedusha, l'fnei limud Torah, before learning, l'fnei limud mitzvahs, and in order to do mitzvahs, you need what? Emunah. Tzarech Emunah. That's why, as you know, there are Rishon who do not count Emunah as one of the 613 mitzvahs. The reason they don't count, the Rambam does, but the others, the Ramban really doesn't so clearly disagree, but he asks this kasha, the Bahag is really, Anoich Hashem Lakecha, because the explanation of that shita that doesn't count Emunah as one of the 613 mitzvahs is because if you're not a mammon, then the mitzvahs are meaningless. So that's the prerequisite to becoming a person who's involved with mitzvahs, is that you should be a mammon. If you're not a mammon, then the 613 mitzvahs don't mean anything. So those Rishon who don't put on the list of 613, what they're saying is that emunah is the aleph. And once you have emunah, then we get started with the work, which is the 613 mitzvahs. Emunah hi sheresh hakol. Emunah is the sheresh of everything. Hi mafteich l'chol avayis Hashem. It's the mafteich, it's the key, it's the opening to all of Avodas Hashem. Bli emunah ein klum. So we understand if you have a person in whom emunah is very, very weak, then obviously he can't be in places that are infected with all kinds of tumah. So the great fear of catching a sickness, of catching an infection, is I remember that we had a teacher that he used to, I don't remember if it was first or second grade, there was a rabbi. He was a mishumadik person, bechlal. But he used to wear white gloves. In cheder, in class, he wore white gloves. And when you're a kid, you just makabel anything. But I remember I told my father, he wore a mask on his face. He was afraid of catching anything from the children. It was some kind of hypochondriac. He was afraid that the boys are carrying all kinds of machlus. So he was nervous about being in class with it. He used to wear gloves. So come over. When you go, you come, he would talk to you like he'd push you away. He was a strange guy.
Being a teacher is probably not the right
profession. It's not the right profession. Right? He should have been a brain surgeon or something. Yeah. But he himself needs brain surgery. So, no, he died a long time ago. But if a person is very, very sick, then he's in danger of catching an infection. If a person's emunah is very weak, so then of course he's going to go read a goyisha book, or listen to a goyisha song, or go to a place that's a place of tumah. Of course, a person has to be afraid of these things because we know the truth within ourselves that our emunah needs a lot of hizchaskus. It's not so pashut. A person has to be honest with himself. Am Yisrael hayukam ayilodim rakim sheyotzim la'avir ha'olam. When Am Yisrael became a nation, when we left Mitzrayim, we were like little children, like little delicate children that are just babies, just coming to the world. And with babies, you have to be very, very careful that everything should be pure. You have to be very careful that they sterilize the body. Once you have a few children, then you already just wash it in the sink. You know that. But in the beginning, I remember in the beginning when we had our oldest, so we had everything boiling and bubbling. It was like every day was Hagolas Kalim for the baby. He was so nervous. After that, like by the third kid, you know, when the tzitzel falls on the floor, you just pick it up. Nothing ever happened to anybody. But in the beginning, everybody's scared of all the Kalim to make everything 100%. So, but them is that children, babies are very, very delicate, and you have to be careful with them. Lefnei kol ha-madregas ha-shayna shel kedusha, you want to reach any madrega of kedusha, you're a baby. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, torch l'matzeis. Kardim, there has to be ischaskis and emuna, matzis, michlad mehem lusa, michlad asfasa, to be strong, to be healthy. Matzi hi etzem or ha-emuna b'leiv. Matzi etzim or hamuna b'leiv. Matzi is the light of amuna in the heart. The Zohar Kodesh tells us. Kafisha b'yarnam, soid ha'achila hu inyan amayk ma'oid. Before this maimer, the Chalvim was talking about the inyan of b'chlal, the inyan of eating, which is a very, very big avoid. Over the years, we've spoken about it a lot. The inyan of achila, b'chlal, what it means to eat. You see that from the very beginning. That was the first nisayin was eating. With Eitz Adas, Eitz Achayim, and so on, eating. And the big tikkun that takes place to Achila. V'ahenu sha'amatsa hi hishtarshlus mi'or ha'kesa. The Zohar Kodesh teaches us that piece of matzah, when the matzah is made kahalacha, the right way, the way it's supposed to be made, l'shem matzah's mitzvah, that matzah is a hishtarshlus, it comes from the highest, highest level of creation, it's called kesa. That when it's done according to Hashem's instructions, then the light of Kesa, of the crown, which is higher than Chabad, that's higher than Chochmah Bina Das, the highest place of Raiva, of Hashem's will, of Hashem's Ratzon, that light of Kesa descends, it's Meshtalshel, all the way into the piece of matzah that's sitting on our table. So I always feel bad, I have a tremendous Chalishas Das, that the matzahs that don't get eaten on Pesach. Like I always feel bad. I look, you know, that I have matzahs that I always order a lot because I love matzah. Mm-hmm. So we have matzah. I like to have Shabbos also afterwards for many, many weeks until at least it really goes to Rosh Hashanah, this matzah. And I, it's like a mazel that you were put in. Why was that box put into the bottom of the case? But you have a bad mazel. So the last 2 or 3 years I started to take the boxes from the bottom and put them on top because I know that the boxes on the bottom are thinking, look, oh, I ended up over here because the guy in the bakery put me on the bottom. I'm going to have to, no, he's going to eat me like Pashas Mitzayri, you know what I mean? Instead of being at the, being on Pesach. The ones for the Seder, that's something else I have separate from the beginning. But afterwards, they should be eaten on Pesach. So it's Rachmanis, that those matzahs shouldn't get eaten on Pesach. That into that matzah comes a hishtalshlus of the Or of Keser, of the crown, of the highest Madrega, into the matzah. Shu'or ha'muna. And of course, Keser is the light of faith. It's higher than any seichel. It's higher than Chochma bin Adas. It's the will of wills of a Jew. It's his very life. It's his life. It's who he is. And this highest light of Keser is mislabesh in the physical, in the simplest physical object, the flower and the water of the matzah. That means the highest thing in creation can connect even to the lowest, lowest bos of Adam. Matzah is the most powerful connection. Sh'af hi soid ha'amunah. Malchus is also soid ha'amunah. Malchus, that nekuda of Malchus in a Jew, meets up with the Keser from the highest place. And the result of that is an explosion of Amunah. Shnehem yachtov, mahav mishleimus Amunah kenoida. Everything is, hen ga'alti eschem achris kireishis. The ikir is to connect the highest point with the lowest point. The highest point is Keser. The lowest of the spheres is Malchus. Everything is a circle, right? With the end and the beginning is connected. So even that part of oneself is mikimi me'orf adal me'ashpais yorim evyoin. So we're learning about this morning in the first in the chabah from Rav Hutner that nakuda of mikimi me'orf adal, where the orf adal, with the lowest part of myself, is able to connect to the highest part of myself. That cure, that healing, takes place through matzah. Sha'afi sarid ha'amunah k'shneim yachta ma'av mishleimus ha'mikanoida. The Mark talks about v'hinei, the next page. Obviously, the other side of the next page. V'hinei, reish lamadvav, or ha'keser ha'elyoin. When we eat matzah, the light of that keser ha'elyoin is mishtal shel v'yorid mata, descends all the way down, eating, which is the most based physical thing, simple physical act. The highest level of Keser Elyon descends into that act of eating, of matzah. That light of Keser makes its way through all the highest worlds down into this lowest world and into the Malchus of this lowest world. Ach nislabish mamish bebchinis hamatzah. Until it becomes enclosed in that matzah. Kach ha-matzah hi ha-levush ha-maisi shel ha-or elyon shel amunah. That means that matzah is the levush, the physical garment of the highest light of faith, which is keser, which is will, higher than anything intellectual. Or adir gondosbah, this powerful light that's hidden in every matzah. Shifas revivim v'talalei ha'edin ha'elyoin. Drops of tal, of dew, that come from the highest place, from Gan Eden, from the highest place in creation. On the maris ayin, he nearest chatichas botzek ofui. When you look at it, it just looks like like a cracker. The truth is, it's a shefa or hayyard mila'ela that descends from above. And eating matzah engraves in the heart the or ha'amuna. Hukumay shamanu. Shasoida achila, hotikun haguf, it's the soid of eating, is to be able to take the lowest thing in the world, which is the physical guf, which is an ofer min ha'adama, and to be able to inject into this ofer min ha'adama a nishmas chayim. Tikkun ha'guf. Emuna. That a piece of basar v'dam can be a ma'amin b'Hashem, and can be transformed, that a person can transform his body into a sefer Torah, into davar shebekedusha. V'chanas hakelim el hashefa elyon sheyoyim meireish kol dargin, that the light can illuminate meireish kol dargin from the highest madregas ad lamata mamish, all the way down el haguf, to the body v'chol evarv. The matzah, once we eat it, it becomes absorbed into our blood, and it reaches every single part of who we are. Every single part of who we are is illuminated with the light of emuna. Hashefer shemei bePesach uShefer shel emuna. The shefer, the bracha, the light of Pesach is shefer shel emuna. It's the shefer of emuna. Shekein Pesach uTchilas Darka shel Adam Avodas Hashem. Pesach was the beginning. It's the beginning. Ve'emuna hi nekudas ha'psicha l'kol. Emuna and emuna, that's the mother's milk. That's what the baby needs in order to move along with his life. Pesach is when we're babies, when we're born. And Pesach, therefore, is the emuna that we need to be able to go on and living as Jews. K'may chen, ha'emuna hi sherish ha'cheris, k'may shlamadim. And emuna, therefore, emuna is the sherish, of course, of cheris. Of being free. Commercial amount, as we learned. Because that's what freedom means. Being in that place, being neman, la'atzmi sepnimis. By yitziyim is shibud mitzrayim, to get out of all of the strange and foreign shibudim. And the way to get out of those is mikayach emunah. Hu b'senena loyma sheha emunah v'acheris achuzes edvuka zu b'zu. And this really is what Rav Kook is explaining. That Amunah and Cheres are bound one to the other. Amunah and Cheres. One with the other. They're inseparable. Amunah and Cheres. A person in whom Amunah is strong, he is a Ben Chayrin. He's free. He's free. It makes no difference who's hitting him, who's... He's free. A person without Amunah is an Eved. For a person in whom the emunah is weak, he's an eved. If anything that comes his way, he runs after, like a dog. Anything he goes, anywhere he goes, there's something that speaks to his goof, that attracts his goof. He can't hold himself. He has to go. He has to look. He can't. He's a slave. He's meshubed. And the deeper meaning of this is the connection that is made between Bina and Malchus. Those who learn the Sfarim Gedolim have a great appreciation for the sentence we just read. But that connection between Bina and Malchus, which is the Inyan of Tshuva, Shabina hi soid hacheres, mikoycha yatzarim mitzrayim. Bina is the mystery, is the soid of being free. How do we know that? We know that from Yovel, right? Because there are 50 gates of Bina, Hamishim Sharei, 50 gates of Bina, and that's the inyan of Sfiras Omer, Sheva Shabbos is Tmimas Tiyana, 7 times 7 is to go through the Avaida of 49, to come to the Madrega of Bina. So we go on, during Sfiras Omer, we go from Chesed all the way down to Malchus, to try to bring the Or, the light of Bina, and to connect it with the lowest Madregas of Malchus. And that's Cheres. That's why, after Sfiras Omer, we come to Maimon HaSinai, and Ein Lecha Mencharin, Elam Yishai Esu Ketara. That's when we receive the Torah. We're free. That's why, in the year of Yovel, after 7 times 7, after the 49 years, free. Free. Everybody, all the slaves, everybody's free. So we understand that the number 50, which is the amount of times that Yetzias Mitzrayim is mentioned in the Torah, 50 times Yetzias Mitzrayim. So we understand that the number 50 is the bechina of being free. Chamushim Olu b'nei Yisrael mi'eretz Mitzrayim, Chamushim. Olu b'nei Yisrael. Chamushim is the site of Chamishim. Chamushim, Chamishim, 50. 50 is 7 times 7, Sfiras Omer, and then the 50th is Yovel, being free. The year is 7 Shemitahs, 49, then the 50th year, free. Everybody goes back to the place where he came from. Where's the place that a person comes from? The Ne'mon is La'atzmi Yisatni Mishalai. To be free of all the foreign, fake, external things that we become enslaved to, and to come back to being who you really are. That's the inyan of Bina and Malchus, and that's what it means, Yovel. That's what it means to be free. That's the inyan of being free. Chamishim Shara Bina Nivru Ba'olam, Chazal say. And what's the end? By Yovel is Tashuvu Ish Elachuzasa. Tashuvu Ish Elachuzasa. You go back to your original place. Across from Dror Ba'aretz. Tashuvu Ish Elachuzasa. Ish El Mishpachta. To go back to who you are, to where you come from. And that's how we left Mitzrayim. Ve'amun Hisoid HaMalchus. Va'idei HaMalchus. Amun is Malchus. Va'yidei ha-malchus migim el habina kanoida. And we work hard to connect malchus from this place, who we are and where we are in the world, to try to strengthen ourselves and to climb higher and higher and higher, to be able to come to the madrega, to be able to come to that madrega of reaching bina. Va'ayinu sha'yidei ha-muna migim l'cheres. By Kol Nidre, so by Kol Nidre, the inyan of Kol Nidre, Neder is Nun, is 50 Dar. During the year we become Meshubed to all kinds of strange things. And the Avoid of Tshuv is to come to the place of Kol Nidre, of being able to be released from all of those things that are enslaving us. And that's the whole explanation of the Zohar Kodesh that's printed in the Machzorim of what they say there before Kol Nidre. To connect Bina and Malchus. If you look at the Machzor, you'll see what's going on over there. To be able to return and to be free. That I'm not Meshubet to any of the Nidorim of my life. I'm free. And instead, I've changed the Neder into Nun Dar, to placing myself in an existence. Dar means to live. That's also across from Dror Baretz. Dror is a combination of Dor, which is Dar, which is to overcome Ketzer Dar de Tatzmiach by Maaseh Bereishis when Adam Rishon left Gan Eden. And then a person is able to come to the Cheres, to being free. Nun Dar, and living in the world of Bina, where Bina is connected to Malchus, and where a person is free to be who he really is. And that's what the inyan of Kol Nidre is. And that's why we have such a business with Hataras Nadam, Hataras Nadam, and everything's with Hataras Nadam before Yom Kippur to be free. And those who learn the Svar Makdash understand that the Inyan of Hashanah Rabbah before Halal of taking the Aguda off the Lulav, of taking the rings off the Lulav and freeing the Lulav. That is the Inyan of reaching that place for Shemini Atzeres of Yichud where the Chasna Kala are free to marry each other. There's nothing, they're not held by anybody else, they're not attracted to anybody else, only the Chasna Kala. Therefore, that ring is the wedding ring that you're going to give, Kivyoch, that's going to the Chasna, Reshmini Yitzharis, which is the Yichud. And the Rav Shitzer used to say, and all the Tzaddikim said that the Rav Shitzer is famous, he would say when he would take off from the Lulav, he would say that he's uncovering the face of the Kala. Such lashonis that Tzaddikim used. Ve'en klal mova l'cheres b'li emuna. One can't even speak about being free without emuna. There's no such thing as cheres without emuna. You're just a slave to somebody else. So, if even though you physically were freed from one slavery, so you become a slave to something else. Emunah means to become Be'emes free, which is Malchus and Bina. The Soid HaBina, She'yev Shalagiyah Lo'ayra Klal, Ela'idei HaMalchus. Malchus, which is Emunah Pshuta, which is Dovra Melech, Malchus, Emunah Pshuta. V'yisi Shofel Be'enai, to be bottled to Hashem, that's Malchus. Through Malchus, through Emunah, one can connect to the light of Bina. And that's Chayus, that's what it means to be free. Nimtza she'emunah hi sherish ha-sharashim shalel ha-seida. So Emunah is the root of all the roots. It's the sherish ha-sharashim of the night of the Seida to come to Madrega v'yedatim ki ani Hashem. V'yedatim ki ani Hashem. Well, what does it mean, v'yedatim ki ani Hashem? It's like with the famous thing with the Badishva. His father was very angry because the Badishva was the biggest Ilui at that time in Europe, and instead of staying in town, he went off to Mizritcha Magid, and his father was a rich person. He was very angry that the Vedicha went off like that and went to Mizritcha Magid. So finally when he came back, so his father-in-law, as everybody knows, his father-in-law asked him, so what did you learn about the Mizritcha Magid? What was the big thing that you had to leave and go to Mizritcha Magid? So he said, I learned that there's a God. So his father-in-law couldn't believe he said that. He said, you learned that there's a God. That's where you left your family. You went to Mezrich to learn that there's a God. And he called over the maid. And he said to whatever her name was, Sarala, do you believe that there's a God? She says, of course I believe there's a God. So they said, oh, thank you. And she went away. He says, after that you have to go to Mezrich? The maid, Sarala, she believes. So he said, she says it, but I know it. That's what the Bidichka said. She says that there's a God, but I know there's a God. That's what it means, V'yadatam Keni Hashem. V'idatim, not just to say. If you say there's a God, then why do you do those things that you're doing? It's a good kasha. It's better than the four kashas. If you say that you believe in God, then why are you doing the things that you're doing? Why are we doing the things that we do if you say that there's a God? V'idatim kenei Hashem means that when the emunah is healthy and strong, then when that emunah is strong, then it's not just that he says, but he knows. He knows. And when he knows V'yadatam Keni Hashem, then he doesn't do those things that he's not supposed to do. And he does these things with great simcha. He does the things that he's supposed to do. But if you just say that you're a ma'amin, and you talk about it like you're a ma'amin, but it's not V'yadatam Keni Hashem, so then the chametz is going to kill you. What's going to be with the chametz? What's going to be with the chametz? Check to see if you're able to be 2 hours after Pesach without pizza. I'm not talking about the people who don't like pizza. I'm talking about the pizza fressers out there in the audience. See, 2 hours, what goes on with the balagan over here with pizza? So who is free? Before Pesach even ends, he's sitting there, it's Marv, he's saying, V'hu rachum, Avri and the Shama. He smells already from Central Avenue wafting. The ovens already started because they keep the earliest man, you understand? So the ovens are already burning, the ovens. He smells the pizza already. Comes home and everybody's already, no, Havdallah, 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 Havdallah. She said to the children, we have to put things away. So what do you think we're going to, the pizza's going to be a long line already. The person's free. The person went through a whole Pesach, and he stands there like a golem, standing online. Matzah Pesach. He's standing online on the street, waiting for pizza. Stands online like a golem. You have nothing to do with your life. Oh, but when he's online, he can look at his emails. So some other golem is standing online in Flatbush, sends him an email to Central Avenue, so the two golems can talk to each other, which is a chiddush. 40 minutes I'm standing, can you believe it? Like as if somebody told him, someone took him and made him, held a gun, said, you better stand online by the pizza shop. He says, he writes to his friend, can you believe it? I'm standing here for 40 minutes. What an avla. The people cutting the line, and the guy with the pizza is putting it slowly. He was talking to his friend, I'm watching through the window, I see the guy, he's not working hard, and he's standing there, Matzah Yontif. And the whole Pesach wasn't pile one mashu of emunah. wasn't part of a mashuv of chayrus, that you're meshubah to the same narishkeit. And that's an example of pizza shop, but then everybody has in his own life and her own life. We all know each one, maras nafshay, what the shibud is. A person goes right back into the shibud. He still has the dene ben shinayim. He still has the taste of matzah in his mouth, and he wants to right away after Pesach should be chametz or matzah in the mouth. But the chayus says pilei ploim. No, I didn't get there yet. Nimsa shemuniya alechlis mazedav elyon ma'od shano oichlam kizayis matzah is an amazing thing. A person eats a kizayis matzah, a little piece of matzah. And we're eating matzah, and the neshamas are mamish toivling in the nachal adonim, in nachal adonim, in the rivers of the light of keser. And he's going through a process that is curing it of all its sicknesses, Nikola chulshus, all of its weaknesses, b'emunah v'asveikus, and all of the sveikus doubts, v'atzvuyos, and all of the sadness. The hadaigis and all of the worries, the hatirdis and all of the tirdis, distractions. Chayus olam. Chayus mekol tzoros aprotius vaklolis, to be free from all of the tzoros aprotius, individual and klolis of the klal. Bli tzoros vetzuker, bli yogin vanoche. Ach verak simcha vechayus. Simcha vechayus. Ach verak simcha vechayus. Besoid HaBina, which is the secret of Bina. Besoid HaChayus, Besoid HaBina. HaMi'irus HaYidei HaMatzah Shisoid HaEmuna, which illuminates. Mi'irus HaYidei HaMatzah Shisoid HaEmuna. Pilei Ploim El Yoin, Moslem Avinishu B'Shamayim. The most wondrous thing that our Father in Shamayim gave us. Mitzvah ployis v'alyon, it's a chamurdike mitzvah. Mitzvah shi refu in the lemez agnuza. It's a mitzvah that has in it this mysterious cure. Kol mi sh'oichal matzah b'lelah seydel l'shem mitzvah, with the right intentions to eat matzah, magbir li, or magbir li b'lekaima b'simcha, and you try to strengthen, we try to strengthen our heart to eat the matzah b'simcha, and to think while we're eating the matzah, muna, 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 or muna, muna, not to giggle and to look at the other one at the table because the matzah fell down, or he looks funny chewing, whatever it is that goes on by storm. But it should be in a place of a muna. And b'simcha, nishmasenim is atzemes ma'od, and nisham is strengthened. Sheveris is kol shal shalois ha'barzel shesoyva v'isoysa, is able to break all of the iron chains that surround it. U'peresh is kanfei nisham, is able to spread the neshama, could spread its wings like an eagle. La'achet atzma makar, to reconnect to its makar, to be neman to the makar of who he is. V'doida ahuva, to the burnish lelam. Le'or ba'orachaim, to be shining with the light of life. Ba'oitzam ayok eloki ha'me'ir ala. Have to translate that. V'meshach hashana, throughout the year. Nistab mochal echad avak v'ofer shal chatoim. Over the year, each person collects piles and piles of chametz, of filth and of dirt. Last page. Sheshibdu is ruchay tachas netla klipas. And the ruach of the person becomes meshubad under this whole pile of klipas, of chametz. Amehen boim ha'itzon v'adayge. And all of those klipas, of course, cause a person, all the aveiris and everything, cause a person to feel what? Itzon, sad, v'adayge, and worried, nervous about things in life. Hatsaros of Chalat Tirdis, people have so much daigas, Tirdis and Saros. Or Ahava, the light of Ahava of love. Or Achsodim of Chesed. Or Habin HaElyona, the light of supernal Bina. Or Achheiris Vasimcha, the light of Cheiris of Simcha. Kol Elo Mamish Niftochim in the Shemaim HaElyonim, all of this is opened up on Pesach and the Seder. There's a match on Oichlam, it's a matzah, Chavivim, we eat the matzah. Instead of the tzaddikim always kiss the matzah before they kissing the matzah. Oichlim is a matzah chavivas nahamad asvasa. That Hashem gave us such medicine. Can you imagine a person would be chalila would have the worst sickness, and the doctor said that you only have a half hour to live, and there's nothing we could do for you. There's only one medicine in the world, and this medicine we can't get. And then a helicopter comes, and 30 seconds before, the helicopter comes with the medicine. The bread that is able to engrave within us the light of faith. Well, in Yenzeh Kosser Rav Kook Vezulashayim. Rav Kook writes in the Kabbotsim, Yisrael nisnasu l'cheirus b'yitzhiyas Mitzrayim. We were lifted up, I'm going to go like a minute or two over. We were lifted up to a place of cheirus when we left Mitzrayim. Zoysi cheirus el yoyna. This is a cheirus el yoyna, the highest cheirus. Shichru haratzen. What does it mean? It means that you're free to want, to will, to come to that place of what you really want in life, not what you think you want, not what some magazine told you want. Not what some advertising told you that you want, but what you really want. Chayfesh ha'ayfi, a freedom of your character, of who you really are. V'hihi ha'tchun ha'yayisal, you know, this is the highest thing. Haru yalais mitamemes es kol ha'olam b'or ha'cheirus ha'ayin, which really has the power to be mitamem, from the word of tmimus, to purify the entire world with the light of cheirus. Shutzarech li'as ha'olach v'nikne, that we have to, of course, through the weeks following Pesach. Ad Shabbat, Chun El Yonim, Mikol Shifa Shabbacheir, Shehi, Hi, Amuvutas, Baha, Avdis, Elokish, El Hashem, Lekei Yisrael, to come to the highest Madrega of becoming Avdi Hashem. Of being Avdi Hashem, which is, of course, Shavuos. Avdi Avodai Heim, Asher Hitzesi Yosem Eretz Yisrael, Lo Yimku Memkeres Eved. Memkeres Eved, you know, a Jew can't let himself be a slave ever. You can't let yourself ever be a slave again. Hashem says, but that means to be a person of Torah. Hamatzi lechem oini v'lechem cheirus. The matzah is the lechem oini. At the same time, it's the bread of poverty that we ate when we were in Egypt. It's for poor man's bread. It's also lechem cheirus of leaving. Ba'oisa hazman shenigla alena melech malchim lochem v'goralanu gulas olam. At that same moment that Hashem, the King of all kings, took us out for a redemption, for eternal redemption. Hashem created within the soul of a Jew this quality, this character of chayfish, of freedom, of wanting to be free, of resisting anything that's not real, of being free. Cheirus haratzon, that the ratzon should be free. Hamukshel l'shibud malchus shemayim, that enables us to become mishubadim to Hashem. Malchus shemayim, the tziros are the idealis in its ideal state. V'roz oylem hu, this is a mystery of the universe. Sheyesh b'skulas ha-matzah, Rav Kook writes, that the matzah has such a koach. Liten koach chavshi b'cheirus ha-kodesh. To give this need for freedom, to strengthen this need of freedom that we have embedded within us from the time that we left Mitzrayim. Uchshubah b'perek zesh, and the shama ha-klolus v'ish yishubah, oida pam l'schadish, to be mischadish. Kol nekud nekud me'atzmi yischaya, ein shi'il orcha. He feels that every single nekud, every mashu of who he is so precious, is so valuable, because he comes to that place of who he really is. Ha'chometz oise kerech tzivyoni miyuchad, mishulo kvar ha'chayfesh ha'gomer, va'oichal chometz b'zeh ha'perek shal ischashus nishmosu v'nishmos t'knes Yisrael, noit l'chayv ma'olam. And if God forbid a person eats even the tiniest little mashu of chometz at this time, when the soul is being freed, if a person eats a little bit of chametz, he's not less chayv ma'olam. Then God forbid, he's taking himself away from the world. He's, God forbid, killing himself. He's throwing himself back into Mitzrayim. He karis to karis, and nefesh ahi. He's chayv karis. He's cut off. He's cut off from who? He's cut off from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. He's cut off from his neshama. He's cut off from the etzem of who he is, which is Elokus. V'matzah hina hamidas vasa. And matzah is the bread of cure. Refuas on the neshama mishuchrarus, the food of the neshama that's free. Cheres elyon begula shleimu, which he was zeicher not just to talk about it, to eat the matzahs, and to be zeicher for the moon that the matzah gives us, and through that zachat lo chesed nirach, ahavas klul losach, that we once went after Hashem to the midbar, and now we'll be able to follow him back. It was b'tzeisim Mitzrayim, and now we'll be what? Before when we return, Yerushalayim, begulas shel amitis, maybe a minimum.